All right, let's start this bitch, kitty.
The Bell House, deep in the heart of beautiful Gowanus, New York. Hello, Brooklyn. You beautiful, beautiful bunch of weirdos. I have some exceedingly good news for you. Harmontown is now in session. Please welcome the mayor of Harmontown to the stage, Mr. Dan Harmon.
Okay. All right. Holy shit. Thank you. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Holy crap. Thank you. And really, thank Jesus Christ and God above. What have I done to deserve this? There's a sea of humanity out here. All I can do is fuck it up. That's it. This is the coolest room I'll ever be in. It's even before you guys filled it with your coolness. Just when this room was empty, I got a little intimidated. This room feels very much like the Pixies must have played here at some point. So much heroin must have been done here. Daniel Day-Lewis probably got a hand job at some point. Just during some Scorsese film. If Harmontown had a dream venue, it would be this room. For you listening. For you listening at home, it looks like a town hall. Like it's got this wooden stage. Jeff's podium was sanded out of Abe Lincoln's casket. There's still a top hat in a drawer.
I feel like I should stand and have a Bible up here.
That's what Lincoln wore, right? A tap hat? He was known as the fancy president? Yeah. Boy, it's great to get... Yeah, stovetop, thank you. So somebody's bothered to yell out a correction on the type of hat that Abe Lincoln wears. And now the audience is cheering that person for correcting the Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, but for those of you who've listened to the podcast, especially on our tour, people popping off from the audience is a huge staple of our diet up here.
Well, let's not springer them, you know. Let's not wind them up. Yes, it's true, Jeff, that eventually people do tend to get riled up and yell things out. But we can't let's go to shut the fuck up. All right, I will come out there and I will beat the fuck out of you. I'm not intimidated by this city.
You're the best, man.
Fuck you too. Can't understand you. Can't hear you. I don't care. It's Spike Lee shot stuff here. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah. That was my fault. I rubbed the lamp too soon.
Don't want to tell him. Anybody have a paternity test that's unresolved? Wanna just pop up here. Anybody not know who what's going on in their life? Just wander up. It's Brooklyn, Jeff. We could get stabbed. No, you carry with that. Yeah, that's the hip fat. That's the thing about New York versus L.A. Like you like when I live in L.A., I lay in bed and I move my arms. I don't touch another person from L.A. we live a less insectoid kind of like colonial kind of existence out there. It's more kind of lazy and sandboxy. And my friend Dino lived in New York for 10 years, and he's not coming out. But I think he put it best. He said, like, when you live in New York, like, the coolest thing about it is that you live in New York, and it kind of, like, you go to bed at the end of the day, and you can build a whole personality off the fact that you survived living in New York. You're not able to do that in L.A. Like, no one gives a fuck about you in L.A. No, you're never in anyone's way. Every time I come to New York, I get instantly intimidated. From the moment you step out of the airport, like, and you forget that you don't have the right of way as a pedestrian, immediately, everyone's all too happy to remind you. They will fucking run your ass over.
It's like, also like, the only town, like, at least in the U.S., I think, that, like, I walked in, I went into Soho today as we're staying here in Brooklyn, but I subbed into Subway into Soho. And I was just wearing like jeans and like a big parka, like what I wore on the tour bus. And I was the most underdressed dude in that town, man. Like everybody's just got perfect hair, and they got the kick-ass coat and a big-ass scarf for some reason.
They're all fancy here. Yeah. Everyone's fancy in New
York.
Nobody
says I'm weird for wearing a suit in this town. It's amazing. You can wear a suit in New York.
It is a little nice, since I'm not throwing the South under the bus, but it will be nice to not spend a night talking about the fucking Civil War. Holy shit, man. I am exhausted. Every city I Wikipedia, I Wikipedia'd Brooklyn. It was like George Washington farted here, and then... You know, they built a bridge, Brooklyn Bridge. Jeff, did you know Brooklyn Bridge? First bridge between two. Who gives a shit? It's Brooklyn. This is the history right now.
For me, all I care about is it Neil Diamond. He's coming out tonight, you guys. You know what? Let's bring him out. Neil Diamond! What if he did?
What if? God damn it. It's the biggest of the five boroughs, Jeff. I think you know the other boroughs. It's Manhattan, Chelsea, Pete Rose, Broadway, and Times Square, and then Brooklyn is the biggest of all of them. Like the rappers, they tie. I heard a guy rapping about how each of the boroughs is like one of the fingers on his hands that he used to sling rock with. I thought that was really cool. That's why I get really jealous in New York. There's so much fucking culture. Like five boroughs. Oh, there's five fingers and a fist, and you sling rock with that hand, and it's just like fucking. Like, oh, the Queens is my middle finger. Fuck you, motherfucker. And like it was such a badass rap. Like. I was looking forward to seeing some black people. I'm scanning the crowd. Honestly, in Los Angeles, we don't really. You got some back there? Okay. Okay, we got some black people. Okay, all right.
And when we say some, we mean two women. That's it. There are two black women.
All right, all right. Let's get. Well, who do we got back there? Any of our resident black people want to come up and just for a quick interview? That's it.
Yeah, it just has a change of pace.
I just want to see you, give you a hug, and like I've been in the South, but honestly, it's like all right, we're coming. Do you need help up?
Smooth. Black people are the way of the world. I've got black people, black girl coming up on the stage. It makes me feel so cool. Got a black person gonna jump in the black pool. Find out what it's like to be black. I don't wanna have a honky heart attack. I want a black lady to give me some style. Gonna go from the west to the Egyptian Nile. That's where black people started. Egypt. Funky, funky. King Tut black people.
I don't know. Sorry. Thank you. It was in part. You had all the power there. You could have just given that a thumbs down and walked away.
No, I wanted to support.
What's your name?
Maya.
Maya. Oh, nice black lady name, Maya. I'm telling you, I'm just going through withdrawal.
Blaxican.
Oh, Maya.
Blaxican.
Oh, so you're doing the whole American
melting
thing.
You got a lot up
thing.
Here, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, this is one stop shopping.
Oh.
Are you from Brooklyn, Maya?
I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Whoa. Where were you?
I'm going to talk to you about the Civil War. You didn't escape it.
Who won? I can't even. I don't know. We came back from there. And
I think the answer is pretty quick.
We're still trying to figure that one out.
It was weird down there, and it just like it's more of a joke. You can make more of a joke about racism up here, I think, and not because we're heroes, because we weren't involved. Like Brooklyn's role in the Civil War was that they were getting high and eating sandwiches, and they said, you know what, slavery should be illegal. And then like meanwhile down there, like everyone's dying and shit's happening. And, oh, my clothes are more expensive for some reason.
Now New York had it pretty hard with the racial like riots, the draft riots and stuff like that, right? Yeah, Gangs of New York, that movie sucks.
I like
that they would just do a shot walking down the Five Points and there'd be nobody on the streets. You know, that really sparsely populated area.
Well, they cleared the streets because the gangs were going to have a fight. I thought it was I don't know. Scorsese can't really do any wrong by me. Martin Scorsese's here. Let's have a hand for him. He's not here. Who's that? There's a chair down in front that says reserved and it's empty. Who's this asshole?
That's...
Eddie Geller.
Oh, I don't need a seat reserved for me. I'm coming. Oh, that's Eddie Vedder. Sorry.
Yeah, he got the. Maybe he saw where his seat was and goes, "Fuck that."
Save my seat. Go to her. Oh shit.
Boy, we fucking Beetlejuiced him.
Were you just ordering a drink and back, or did you just get here?
I didn't realize it was a secret.
Oh.
Did your friend save it here? Let's get him on mic. I'm not able to talk at the same time. I'm sorry, Maya. Stick around for a second.
It's okay.
I forgot you were there.
We're used to being the backdrop.
It's okay for her to play that card. I brought her up literally as the black lady. She gets to say whatever she gets all the power. Eddie Vedder, what's your name?
Eddie Geller.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Can I get you anything? ... A watch. It's a standard comedian thing. Yeah. Eddie, what are you most afraid of?
Being a failure.
Oh. I would have said spiders. You're just a badass with spiders?
I'm okay with spiders. I hate snakes, though.
Okay. Snakes and being a failure. Maya, let's do a scene from Eddie Geller's early childhood. Do you have any theatrical background? Do you think you can hold your own?
12 okay. years old, summer camp.
Okay, 12 year old, sorry. All right, so I'll be 10 year old Eddie Geller, and we're gonna do the scene where he learned to be afraid of snakes and failure. Mommy, why are you so much more ethnic than me?
It was the Immaculate Conception again.
I never knew my dad, but I just wanted you to know that I love you. Today's my first day of school. Do you want to give me a pencil or, like, any clothes?
No. But wait... No.
Snakes! Snakes! No! Oh, well, that explains everything. I guess that makes sense. I guess it's okay for you to leave a gaping seat open in the front of it. Totally phase me out. My first show in Brooklyn. All right, Maya. What's your biggest ambition? What's your biggest dream? Well, that puts you on the spot, doesn't it?
It happened.
Oh, you're like me. You've lived your dreams. Yeah. Like I turned 40 and I got to do a tour and play in this hip room in Brooklyn. I'm just making up shit to do before I get hit by a car. Like I had a TV show. I didn't deserve that. I got fired from it. They finally caught up. And I wasn't fishing for that. Stop it. It's not what I. Mommy, why did NBC fire me?
Because they have no sense.
Thank you, Mommy. Snakes! We're not so different, Eddie Geller. I'm your shadow father. Okay. Well, so Maya, like, what? I don't know. So you really mean that? You feel pretty self-actualized?
Self-actualized. I mean, I live in Brooklyn and I'm a writer. How self-actualized? Yeah.
Can't get better than that. If I ever thought I was truly successful, I would move to New York and try to be a writer here, because that's the real writer thing.
Yeah. I don't understand why you're not here.
Shut the fuck up. Is that real enough for you? I just mime doing a bunch of heroin and jerking off on them.
Is that all in one motion?
Yeah,
that's
when I feel like I have that maneuvered down, I'll move to New York. I'll start with a nice little place in Queens, and I'll just jerk off for a while, and then I'll add heroin to it, like a.
All in one motion.
So what kind of stuff do you write?
I write a lot of lies, so fiction. But I'm working on a screenplay.
What kind of fiction?
Long fiction, but I'm working on a screenplay.
Oh, long fiction, working on a screenplay.
Who isn't working on a screenplay? Anybody else?
That would be everybody in LA. That's another nice thing about New York, is that there's lots of creativity happening here, but there's also a couple people lifting things for a living, and that like someone has to that's the nice, like, it's a real city that you feel like isn't like if Spielberg moves, it won't fall apart immediately. I was really, like, you walk down the street in Los Angeles and you're like, what's gonna happen if he decides to go to Vermont for more than a summer? Spielberg lives everywhere, my friend. Spielberg is here. Let's bring him out. He's not here. Sorry. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Well, maybe if you pray real hard, it'll come. I don't know. How does movies work? Like, you clap your hands or something.
Swelling violins.
Yeah, yeah.
And things happen.
Yeah, if we get a crane in here and like make a big enough shot, like, he'll come out. All right. Well, so can I give you any help writing your screenplay? Are you stuck on any part? I'm like an expert.
You're an expert.
I love Monster House.
Thank you, baby.
Yes.
Monster House fans. The house is a monster. I don't know how I come up with this shit. Houses aren't supposed to be monsters. You're supposed to live in those motherfuckers. What if they ate you? It's Rob Schraub's idea.
Help me. Where can you help me? How should it end?
Okay. Good.
Tell me.
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit what it's about so that I can...
It is about a woman who was born with the voice of a man.
This sounds like a terrible idea. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's a stupid, cheap joke. Like, whatever she said, I'm going to send it. A woman with the voice of a man, like literally physically, like she, when she speaks, she sounds like a dude.
Yes.
So it's like a metaphor for like...
Oh, it's no metaphor.
Oh, okay. Was it based on a friend of yours?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Like, so she just has a lower register voice? It's just a...
She sounds like a straight up dude.
Oh, okay.
Like this.
And so, all right, so
most beautiful woman you've ever seen.
All right. Yeah. So does she cross a threshold of starting to sound like
a
dude?
No, there's no threshold.
So it's like
just
fade
there.
In on a woman that sounds like a guy. And then
fade
like,
in.
Right. And
on
then
heels.
So then what happens, like what separates the Peter Weller from the RoboCop? Like what's the threshold? I'm a very pedantic screenwriter. Like, I'm very structured. Like, so we have to cross, like, when does Jaws roll into Amity? When does what's the yellow brick road that we start going down? Like, what's the point where we realize, oh shit, she sounds like a guy, but now she's gotta work as a telemarketer at an all female.
She does Gillette commercials.
Gillette commercials?
Mm-hmm.
And like, so selling rates. So it's like a reverse Tootsie.
Yes.
Okay, she gets a job.
That's how we're selling it, is reverse Tootsie.
That's how
that
any good thing should be
title.
Sold.
I thought a reverse Tootsie is when you poop on somebody's chest.
Yeah. You can get a reverse Tootsie in Brooklyn for $40.
Same as in town.
Can you demonstrate what that is as well?
Yeah. For those of you listening at home, I'm putting my ankle above my neck. And my hand is reaching down. I'm putting my middle finger up my asshole. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. And now if I could just reach my... Yeah. Oh, reverse Tootsie. All right. Oh, enjoy that in Nashville. All right.
Better at it in Nashville.
All right. So how should it end? Okay. Well, I assume it should end with. Okay. So I'm assuming like she talks like a guy. She sounds like a guy. So she crosses some threshold where she goes down a road of trials and she meets with some goddess. Blah blah blah. I'm not. All right. So she's happy at a certain point that she does sound like a guy, or either that, if it faded in on her sounding like a guy, the threshold might be her starting to sound like a woman successfully, at which point at the midpoint she.
Are you taking notes?
All right. So have you already
written this movie?
Yeah. So
she's good.
She just needs an ending. She needs an ending.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I need an alternate ending, like Clue. You know how they had the three endings. I need
right.
All right. I have to workshop it from the beginning. I have to like feel it out. I gotta run my hands over the story. So Jeff, can you help me? Maya, can we thank Maya and then we're gonna give her ending. Thank you, Maya. Thank you. On behalf of all white men, thank you for being a black woman. Beautiful, beautiful, wonderful, noble black woman. Blaxican. I mean, when we get down to that, like, I'm probably eight things. Let's keep things binary. That's how I'm comfortable. You're either one race or another, goddammit. I demand it. All right. So fade in, Jeff. The woman who sounded like a guy.
Okay. what age do we start her at?
I think you just fade in. She's 30 years old. She's doing her PowerPoint presentation for her ad firm.
Okay.
And furthermore, ad sales will go up if we use our ad firm to sell ads. Seems like a simplistic idea, but sometimes the thing that's most obvious is the thing that you need to do first. My name's...
I have to interrupt, Mrs. Tamaris.
Yes, Glenn?
As a powerful, white, icky male, I'm having a hard time listening to you, staring at your perfect tits and ass, and combining that with the incredibly dulcet, masculine voice that you've been laying down.
Cut to just the title card, and there's no music because this is a beautiful independent film that's going to win an Oscar. So it just says, like, dude voice. And then she's on an airplane.
Ladies and gentlemen, your captain. He'll be landing in Los Angeles. So just keep your eyes on the window and saying captain stuff.
So, you here on business or pleasure? I've been noticing you throughout the flight. I'm a little shy. Yeah, I'm married, but we're getting separated. I just didn't want this whole flight to go by and not connect with you. You're so incredibly beautiful, fragile, wonderful.
Thank you.
Sorry, something wrong with your voice?
A lot of laryngitis.
Oh, really? You know, I can give you something for that. Sorry, the captain's saying something from the end.
Ladies and gentlemen, your penis. That's aeronautic talk for the Grand Canyon. We just flew over it. We're on our way to Los Angeles. Thank you for flying.
You know, I'm also... I'm getting separated. My wife didn't like the fact that what I do for a living is I make the world's most delicious, soothing, and restorative chicken soup. If you want to come back to my place, I'll give you some chicken soup, and we can restore your voice. And then I can hear you talk. And the
my name is Jessica.
Oh, Jesus Christ! He pooped his pants.
All right. Well, that's the crossing of the... Well, that's not the crossing of the threshold. That's the call to adventure, and we'll pick up... We need to do, like, another... We'll do another chapter of that in a little bit. I don't want to get bogged down with that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That story's got legs.
I think a Billy Crystal or Robin Williams might end up playing a magical shopkeeper in that movie. I think something's going to happen on page 17 that's gonna make that thing break wide.
This episode of Harmontown is brought to you by Fulton and Rourke. Jeff, you're sick of spilling all your colognes all over the place. You hate liquid colognes, is that correct?
It's my nemesis. It's the thing that gives me nightmare dreams all night long.
I can't remember how many times I've walked in on you just covered in sticky, wet cologne.
I have traveled and broken a bottle of the cologne that I wear, and then my luggage smells like a French whorehouse for the rest of time.
Yeah. But Fulton and Rourke is a men's fragrance and grooming company that specializes in solid colognes, shave and shower products, all designed to make getting ready easier and more enjoyable.
Now, when you say solid colognes, do you mean like solid in the jazz sense? Like, wow, that jazz solo was solid.
You know, I do mean that, but I also mean physically solid as well.
Oh, like a little, like you're talking about a wax-based cologne that travels in a little small package that I can't spill all over my luggage and smell like a Mexican tit house. So these are travel-friendly, wax-based colognes that can go anywhere?
Plus, there's nothing to break or spill, and of course, they all smell fantastic.
Fantastic.
Like a Mexican tit house.
I mean, there's different levels of Mexican tit house. I mean, there's the high-quality ones, there's the ones that you wish you didn't go to.
Right.
Yeah.
Titas Fantasticos.
Is one of their fragrances called Mexican tit house?
Yeah.
Que fantástico.
Fulton & Rourke's bar soap is designed to exfoliate the skin with or without a washcloth.
Also, you don't even have to touch it. It comes and does it in the night.
Well, that's amazing. That's literally unbelievable.
Did you know, Spencer, that GQ magazine just named their shave cream the very best on the market today?
Well, yeah, of course I knew that. Why would you ask?
I mean, who am I asking? I mean, this guy, you go to his house, it's like an episode of Hoarders. So many back issues of GQ magazine there.
Right, and I got to tell you, my house is made out of bricks of cologne.
Wax-based cologne, I hope.
Yeah, yeah.
Try it yourself at FultonandRourke.com and save 15% off your purchase by using the code FERAL, F-E-R-A-L, at checkout.
That's FERAL at checkout.
Smell good for once, you fucking bums.
Fulton and Rourke, get your smelling good.
Fulton and Rourke, time to get your stink on.
Off.
Get your bad stink off and get your good stink on.
Fulton and Rourke.
Not by Menon. Different corporation.
By Fulton and Rourke.
Can we bring a special guest to the stage?
Neil Diamond, everybody. No. Who, if you could pick, Dan? Hang on, let me cue up some. If I need to play any music for this, if you could pick anybody to bring up onto stage,
anybody here in the whole city of New York,
the whole city of New York,
out of all the people,
maybe somebody like that is a perfect mixture. Somebody that's from here, is a funny person, and that we've known from our humble beginnings doing terrible improv just like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Sudeikis is here. Is our friend Jason Sudeikis? I think you guys thought I was kidding. any way that you're comfortable. You can sit in a chair, you can stand behind the mic, anything you want, man.
I might do the singer songwriter Bill Cosby thing.
All right, yeah, let's do it. Let's hear about your wife and kids and trips to the dentist.
And friends from the neighborhood.
No idea what to talk to you about or do with you, but I thought it was cool that we were in town. And
we've never had anything before, and we've gotten along just fine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, sometimes we just go and drink. Does anyone but us call you Suds?
No, Suds is the longest lasting.
Cool.
Yes, a lot of people do.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I said, that's it's not an original nickname, is what. But it's been a long. It's a good one. It's the best one.
Tell us something criminal about Lorne Michaels. Something that would get you in a huge amount of trouble. Something that would make him seem like a giant asshole and get him in all kinds of like legal trouble and destroy it, scandalize. Something that would be in TMZ tomorrow if you said it.
Yeah.
Something just like something horrible that would profit you nothing and cost you everything.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Just one? Just one? Is that
right? Yeah, just off the top.
Gosh, I guess it would be that he you know, I'm gonna answer this honestly.
Yeah. We'll edit it out.
He, you know, Sandusky took the fall for him. Like, they knew each other from Toronto, and they like, and he just, you know, it's like, you know, it's like the guy that took the hit and never, you know, snitched for Jay-Z. It's a very similar. I don't know, I forget the guy's name. He's referencing that song "Click," but I like it's. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, Sandusky was like, I got it, and Lauren was like, you know, dinks, Jer. You know.
What are the five?
And that's just through reading emails, sifting through his emails when he's away from the. I mean, he's that's not. I haven't seen him do anything with kids or anything. Oh, I was actually. I meant the recruiting violations. Aren't the recruiting? No, I don't know.
Yeah. That's fine. It's all. Honesty's the best thing for him at this point. What are the boroughs? Because I want to do some when I, if and when I rap tonight, I want to be like that one guy that I heard in that one rap where he was going, I got Queens in my hand and I got Brooklyn on my thumb and I got we got Bronx, Staten Island, Queens, New Jersey, Manhattan. Someone slipped New Jersey in there?
Yeah.
Someone, and then you crafty did. Sons of bitches. Yeah,
and then they snuck it in. They snuck it in.
All right. Oh, come on. Hey, I believe Brooklyn was its own city until like 1898 when it was annexed by New York. So isn't New Jersey kind of maybe you're jealous that they never succumbed to an annexation. I don't know. Why don't you marry New York if you like being annexed so much? I don't know. Maybe New Jersey's like a little something to look up to. They're proud. They're independent. I think. All right.
How many people are from New Jersey right here?
Yeah. Well, what'd you do without these people?
Everything. I think it's weird. I think it's weird that there's half the people from New Jersey scream, the other half just raise their hand. Yeah. And that's like that I wouldn't have anticipated based on the television programs. I thought it would have been this. Yeah. You know?
They need professors too in New Jersey.
That's true.
I don't understand this New Jersey class system, like this whole thing. I'm from Wisconsin and then I lived in Los Angeles, so I don't understand the whole New Jersey like thing, like the take a dump on New Jersey. Is it what did they do? Can you tell me as a New Yorker?
As a New Yorker,
from Kansas City,
right. Yeah. By way, I don't know. I guess it's kind of like no, I have no idea.
I don't know. It's like
you're right here.
Do we have a New Jersey person? Or okay, no. All right. Now we have a New Jersey hater. Oh, okay, come up. What's your name?
I'm Noah.
You're what?
Noah.
Okay, Noah's it. Well, don't let's not boo people. Let's not treat him like he's from New Jersey. All right, Noah. Like, what's the New York?
What's the
justification for the New Jersey hatred?
Well, New Jersey basically takes all the shitty stuff that New York needs and just takes it and puts it in their state. And so I guess I'm thankful for that. But at the same time, whenever I go there, it smells really, really bad.
All right. I don't know. As a Los Angelian, whole city around you, not known for its bouquet. All right. Yeah, I guess it's I'm not going to solve this problem. Well, I thought I would come here and I could heal people.
A young lady had a theory over here.
All right, ma'am, come on up. It'd be nice if you were black, but come on up.
I'm Jewish.
Okay, she's Jewish. Close enough.
White black.
What's your name?
Jewish is
My
the white
name
black.
Is Lisa.
Okay, Lisa. Do you know Noah? Oh god, Noah disappeared. Noah turned into a cup of beer.
More like Goa.
That's kind of no. That's nice. We applaud that behavior. Noah dismissed himself and took his seat. People from Jersey wouldn't do that.
He had
I'm
to
kidding.
Leave.
I don't.
He had to leave. There was a flood warning.
Oh, stupid joke.
I don't even get it. I don't.
Noah flood.
Oh Noah. Oh, wow. That was stupid. Holy shit. Wow. All right.
Bible.
Bible jokes. Bible. All right. Well, I'm sorry. You're Melissa, was it?
Lisa.
I was totally close. All right.
It's all the letters are in there. Yeah. All the letters are in there.
Why did we bring you up? I can't remember.
Recently, New Jersey annexed the Statue of Liberty from New York, and that's straight crap.
So New Jersey stole the Statue of Liberty? Well, that's a dick move. The whole point of that statue is that people can, you know, do whatever they want. You can't just hoard it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we let New Jerseyans in through that statue. You can't just take it on your way out. That's crazy. Okay, all right. Fuck New Jersey. All right. All right. Thank you, Lisa. I guess that's...
Melissa.
Do you remember when David Copperfield made the Statue of Liberty disappear?
I sure do.
You guys are 20. You don't remember... I remember I was watching it on TV. I was like 10 years old.
How else would you have watched it at that point?
Yeah, I wasn't like Macaulay Culkin. I didn't like journey out here. I was watching it on TV and he made it disappear with like his brain and there was like a radar thing next to him that showed up and there was a blip that disappeared and then he was like, oh, it's gone. And then they showed that it was gone. I was a 10-year-old kid. I was watching it by myself when my parents were downstairs like having a party of some kind and I don't know, there were keys involved in some bowl. Wow. I was like oh shit, he made it disappear, and I kind of turned off the TV and I really thought like that he made the Statue of Liberty disappear forever. I was like talking to people at school going like, all that work. Yeah. You know, it's like crazy. It's like, and then some magical guy comes along and just like, I was like being really profound about it. I had some insight into it, and then someone said, no, he made it reappear after you turned off the TV.
It's like a real deep level of object permanence for you. It's like,
yeah.
Were you good at peekaboo as a kid, do you feel? Or like...
I was real good. I was the best at peekaboo.
If I can't see it, it does not exist.
Let's bring
what is that?
This is my Samsung Gigantor.
Is that a phone?
Yeah, the SUV of phones. See, yeah.
Dan, here's an iPad Mini. Hold yours up next to my thing.
Look at that.
It's not.
All right.
Pretty big.
Jodie Foster. All right.
Let's bring her out.
You never know now.
No, you can't get her out.
Yeah.
Can't get around it.
She's a tease.
You can tiptoe around it.
That was a weird speech. I don't have to tell anybody that was a weird speech.
You have to tell people that didn't watch the Golden Globes, like, yeah. You assume everybody did.
I feel like every year we do this with all these award shows, these actors come out and they make these weird speeches.
Here we go.
I feel like there needs Shouldn't they have a sign? Like, is there like a door you go through before you accept the award?
Are you going to make an awkward speech for us, like in that genre?
Oh no, I didn't. I could try that.
And the winner for fired off of most television series, the Golden Globe goes to Dan Harmon.
Hey. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this award. I know that you don't care, and I accept it. I really appreciate it. I'm going home now. Thank you. There. That's not so hard, is it? I feel like there should be a sign above the doorway you go through before you accept the award that says they don't care. like just as a reminder, really quick, sound like they care. There's a lot of actors out there applauding you, and People Magazine cares, and TMZ cares, and all that. But largely, not enough people that are watching care for you to go out and.
I missed what happened. What did she do?
It was just odd. That's all. It's the 950th odd moment in an award show's history.
The Golden Globes famously is the director of that decided that they should seat people with really funny mismatchings, and there's lots of booze on that table. I've only ever watched one.
I think there may have been a bag of pills on her table. I just
know that Annette Bening was absolutely shithouse drunk, like by the third thing. It was like, and she was sitting across from like
MC Hammer or somebody. I don't know. It was real.
Annette Bening. What was it? What, did Bugsy come out this year? What?
No, she.
What was she in?
I don't know. It was a few years ago.
I don't know. I didn't watch him. I just watched the YouTube clip of it. It was weird. She came out. She quoted some SNL bit I've never seen. And then she. Not that I don't watch it every week. She said, I'm 50. Hey. And then like made this weird Jeff Goldblum face. And then
how did you know it was from SNL then?
So my girlfriend told me.
That's
she's
okay.
28.
That tracks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. That's all it takes. The internet would also have been acceptable.
All right, let's do some old school.
I tried to get like Matlock on you. I said, well, how did you, if you've never seen it?
No, you guys are safe. You're safe. You're a comedic institution. You're fine.
So Dan, name a couple of your favorite Jason Sudeikis sketches from the last season or two. I mean, you've known him for a good long time, right?
I like his Joseph Biden impression.
All right.
I like the funny tracksuit guy that does the dancing. On the guy when he says, say what? I thought about making him come out and do that. Like that I was going to start rapping and then like he'd come out and do the tracksuit dance. But that I was like, you don't win. Dateline, Brooklyn, New York. I fucked your mama with a spoon and a fork. I fucked your mama all the way to the bridge. Fucked your mama so hard her forehead had a ridge. She was a Klingon. Fucked her south. Fucked her in her ear. Fucked her in her mouth. Fucked your mama's salt. Fucked your mama's pussy. Fucked your mama nothing rhymes with pussy. Fucked your mama on a New York stage. Fucked your mama, I was all the rage. Breakdown.
There are seven boroughs of New York. East Staten, Queenstown, Poughkeepsie, Old Jersey, Bronx City, Staten Island.
Yo, 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 yo. Each of my fingers is a borough in New York. I got Queens on my thumb, it's a fork. I'm gonna stab my middle finger with it. That's Staten Island. I don't give a fuck. Shit, I gotta work on that.
And
by the end of the night, I'm gonna have like a. It's gonna be like a metaphor. Like each of my fingers is a. It's a borough in New York. I'm gonna fucking sling rock with it. Sling rock with my hand. Each 1/5 of my hand is a different borough. I'm gonna fucking do it. Staten Island is my thumb. Get shit done. Fuck Queens. You know what I mean. And yep. Middle finger. Fuck you. Staten Island again. I can't fucking. Bronx.
I think that'll loosen you up once you accept the other boroughs. Like that'll give you different things to rhyme with and.
Ring finger straight downtown. Good fucking mama. Staten Island.
It's close.
Dan, I think in the back of your head you're expecting to be bailed out by Jason coming up and doing his little dance. And you were just kind of putting placeholders out there.
No, I don't put that on other performers. I he's up here as a guest. I don't care what anyone does.
I think it is
I'm
time
a little
for,
out of breath.
I think it is time for a Joe Biden rap.
Joe Biden's gonna rap in a minute. I'm gonna set him up, then you're gonna be in it. Joe Biden's gonna do some rapping. It's not gonna be hack, it's gonna be long-lasting. You'll be talking about it on the way home. Joe Biden's gonna rap, he's gonna do it alone. Joe Biden's gonna rap to the stage. Joe Biden, here it goes.
I mean, you know, I appreciate the opportunity, Dan. It's really great to be here. I'd really just like to talk about gun control, if that's all right.
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't have to rhyme, it's easier for me. I just, simple man, you know, I just.
Does NBC own that? Am I going to license that?
Yeah, they have to ask. Joe Biden has to ask NBC if he can do it. It's bad. It's Comcast. It's
Jason, I have a question. When you're a member of the cast, I know there's a lot of, I wouldn't say political, you know, stuff, but like, it's hard to get your sketches in the show. Like, you can write a funny sketch, it may not make it in the show. And there's people that I think are probably, you know, in the past have been more forward about better at getting their stuff into the reads, making it past the read-throughs into the show
yes.
than other people. When you because now it's written in stone that the show is always going to start more or less with a political piece.
Yeah.
So when a new political figure comes on the scene and you kind of look like that person, is it like the greatest day of your life? Where you're like, oh, I fucking got Biden. This is
yeah. It may be early. I think it probably is early on. I would say that. Well, for me with Joe Biden, I played him in Halloween of 2009. Around then, because Barack Obama came to do the show, and myself and Bill Hader, Bill played like Chris Dodd, I think, and I played Joe Biden, and then cut to the summer of the summer of 08, so that would have been 07, so then cut to the summer of 08, or sorry, Halloween 07, this is awful. This is the part you're going to have to cut out, you know? August 08, Obama names Biden as his guy, as VP. And then Fred Armisen, who was playing Obama at that point, texted me going, hey, man, congrats. Like, with no, like, context. No context. No context. What? Congrats. I was like, on what? On Biden. And I was like, what? What about it? Like, he got picked. Yeah, so what? He goes, well, you played him. I go, I do? So I forgot because, like... Usually, I mean, I wear a bald cap and fake teeth. They put a little fake nose tip on me. I mean, it's a long way from, you know, just Chevy Chase just going out there and falling down, or like Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, we'll never get back there again.
Jimmy Kurt. No, yeah. No.
By the way, can I just...
Oh, that's right. You know him.
Yeah. I know him better than anyone. I have worked with him longer than anyone.
Literally,
in the entire TV industry.
Because I've known you since forever. I don't even think about you and him. Like that's so funny. I've known you for years and years before stuff went down. So I'm just talking about shit in the world, and then I realize, oh, you used it. Yeah, you.
We're titans.
Oh, you dated
him. You forgot
him.
We're titans. Like,
yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Humble brag. Life is weird. I just to remind him, I texted Chevy because we're in New York and he's often in New York, so I texted him to see if he could make it. Yeah, spoilers, he can't, but I know. You would have loved it. He would have made a little
between Jeff
on the stage.
And I. You will get enough like a garnish of Chevy Chase possibly throughout just the performance. I would say maybe just like
what?
Just as far as just like you know. Just yeah, I don't know in whatever way.
I just want to share.
I'm gonna get drunk and send Dan racist voicemails.
Oh, I wouldn't say like the newest version. Maybe at his most Ty Webb.
As most I can't do his impression.
I'm not talking about impression. I'm talking about height.
Oh, I got that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Watch this, Jason. You're gonna love this.
Yep.
Now fall down. Huh? I texted him, I'm doing my show in Brooklyn tomorrow night. Are you in New York? And 3 hours later, he texted back the word country. It's...
How do you spell it? Is it two words or one word? Is he calling you a name?
Yeah, that is like... does he have a treasure map he's going to give you? Yeah.
Country. Is that the password to deactivate his burglar alarm? Like, what? Who is he mistaking me for? Like,
tell you what he said. He texted, his last text was the word country. I don't want to know what this guy meant. Who was this guy? What did he mean to people? Country.
That was, it's not too
it's
late
like
to
Citizen
call him.
Chase. That was Citizen Chase.
Let's try to call him. Let's see.
Shh, shh, shh.
Please pick up the phone.
Oh, my phone's ringing.
Come on. Do it, Chevy. He does have a voicemail, right?
Hi, this is the stand-in for Chevy Chase. But he can't come to the phone right now, but I'm going to get over to him. As soon as I can, as somebody you can only stand.
At the tone, please record your message.
Joe Biden leaves a message.
Hang up or press.
Joe Biden message.
Hey, Chevy, it's Joe Biden, Vice President. I just want to say we thank you for being a great patriot and have fun in the country. We hope you're the country you always want to go back to, though, is America.
All right, there we go.
Joe, it's a pretty low stakes prank. We're not exactly the Jerky Boys.
Also, he has your phone number in his phone.
That's true. Also, I forgot. Yeah. It's not going to say Joe Biden.
It's not exactly the perfect crime.
It's going to say fat alcoholic asshole or whatever he has me in his phone.
I love that you're skirting around the fact that my impression of Joe Biden, and much less anybody, sounds anything like Joe Biden.
I love that Fred Armisen called. It's like, we got it, we did it. It's like, you don't look or sound anything like Joe Biden.
Yeah, but I'd played him once before, so that's what gets set in stone.
I know, that's what's amazing. Like in TV writing in LA, it's like, if you, like in Community, sometimes people, you never know who wrote a script that had a character in it, like Leonard or something. It's like, there's all this weird shit with like, I created that character because I wrote that episode. And it's like, it actually translates into royalties and shit, and it gets pretty grody. There's no reason to talk about that. Edit that out.
Should we bring up Spencer at this point, Dan?
Yeah, let's bring Spencer up. Jason has no idea. He's never heard the show. He doesn't know. Standing ovation for Spencer. I wasn't asking for it. I was reporting it. Spencer's our dungeon master. He plays Dungeons & Dragons with us.
Check.
What did you say?
Spencer is our dungeon master. He plays Dungeons & Dragons with us.
Oh, great.
Do you have a heart out? Do you need to go be married to Olivia Wilde or anything?
Well, no, we haven't set a date.
Okay, all right. Congratulations, right?
Thank you.
That wasn't secret news, was it? She's Tron, right?
Well, she's Quora.
You can't marry. You can't get engaged to Tron and have it be a secret. She's glowing.
Yeah, you can see her from a mile away.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a secret anymore. I mean, yeah. I don't think it was never really a secret. It was just something you know.
Let's call her. Yeah.
She's asleep. She's in the country. A different country.
She's down-rezzing. I'm trying to remember my Tron jokes. Because I want to kill in Brooklyn, is why. Yeah. That's the brass ring. I'm trying to remember my Tron jokes.
My original Tron jokes, then hopefully.
If you lose your identity disc.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You will be subject to immediate.
Automatic deresolution.
End of line, Dillinger.
Something like that.
Spencer, do you have any Tron references?
The Tron discs.
Cluey.
The 23-year-old Spencer. Hey, Spencer, can we do a new segment? I don't want to spring this on you. I want to do a new segment called Maybe. Spencer's Complaints About Looney Tunes.
Here we go.
Spencer has a very, very arch opinion about...
Is there a theme song you can play for it? We've been riding on a tour bus with Spencer, so we're learning all about each other. This is our sixth stop. The other shoe will not drop with Spencer. Everything you learn about him, he becomes more and more awesome. The latest thing, he has got a fucking hook in his craw. What's the expression? A bee in his bonnet.
A hook in his craw.
I don't know. He is up in arms about Looney Tunes for specific reasons.
Here's our first installment of Spencer Hates Looney Tunes. Let me get some music.
Spencer's Complaints About Looney Tunes.
So, that Daffy Duck. Mm-hmm. Fuck that guy. No, I don't know. He just sucks. I mean, does anyone like him? Why? Do you like that he's, like, self-entitled or that he just feels, you know, compelled for it to be rabbit season? I mean, when he's fighting with Bugs Bunny, it's hard, like, because they're both assholes and they both deserve to be shot and killed. So, I mean, when it's both of those, you can kind of... Daffy Duck's kind of okay. But otherwise, fuck him.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. Spencer. Spencer hates Looney Tunes.
Spencer's complaints about Looney Tunes.
Wow.
All right. Spencer, dispense the character sheets. Let's get Aaron McGathy to the stage, too, to play some... You want to stay? You want to play some D&D?
Yeah,
I've never played.
You don't have to know anything.
D&D? All right. Do you think there might be something for Jason to do? Like you could play ancillary characters. Like we're gonna play Dungeons and Dragons.
Can we set up a Settlers of Catan board on like stage left and like? Yeah, that's my nerd shit.
That's
the stuff I like. So yeah, you guys have characters.
Settlers of Catan is some Jersey shit, man.
Aaron McGathy. Aaron, you out there? Come on, Aaron McGathey, everybody.
Hello, Aaron. Hi.
Aaron, take a seat if you'd like.
I'd like to introduce one of my best friends. Our moms both died of the same cancer, Eddie Geller. My one comp during the tour.
Oh, I didn't know.
Is it great? No, it's fine. I'm sorry I didn't tell you that your seat was up front. Thanks for being a good sport.
Thanks for bringing up my mom.
Our moms are dead.
Cancer is the Looney Tunes of disease, brother.
Spencer, get us up to date in our campaign, if you
Hold
would be
on.
So kind.
Phil.
Yeah, right? When we last met, probably.
You want me to stop, Spencer?
No, I'm good.
Last time, our heroes had just reunited in the starboard side of the flying black airship, sirens blaring and cannons firing. After splitting up in a dramatic fashion, Quark had been infiltrating Darkstar's vessel, but now, together with the power of Butzalot's teleporting cape, Sharpie and Mulrain quickly ported to Quark. Blasting open a large door, they worked their way through the ship. After facing down a nigh-naked foe with a wicked whip, the party gained access to a room full of lockers. They found treasure from a loot of Charmin, to some beads of force, to some magic arrows. Using a magical staff they found, the party ascended through some sort of hatch in the floor. So less dramatic. Do you guys remember you were in a room full of treasure? You found like this magic staff, and you were writing it to the top. That's just what happened.
Yeah.
If there's any bad guys or anything, Jason, you can play them.
No, I'm checking my
shit. Yeah. So there's a hatch right above you. Since it's, you can't all pop through at the same time, so you're gonna have to figure out an order to go in.
All right. Ladies first.
Newly lady. Yeah. Jason, I just turned into a woman.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Within the game.
Yeah. Yes, within the game. Within the game.
No. I'll go first. It's a gentleman's obligation.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then who? Who's next and who's last?
I'll bring up the rear.
All right.
All right, so I'll be
Can we talk about what happened in the hotel room today?
Yes.
Is it sexist to...
We can talk about it. I don't know what you're referring to.
Do you want me to roll a 6 and a 9 first?
Oh! Aaron, when you go on a month-long tour with your girlfriend, that guarantees that there's going to be a moment like today where you burst into tears out of nowhere and said, "I just want you to love me."
Yeah.
And we're crying.
Yeah. Adventure. I'm sorry, ladies, because I don't want to out us, but I believe that I am about to have my period. I don't get angry. My PMS style isn't angry. It's just tears. And I said to Dan, "Hey." Out of nowhere, "Hey, is everything cool?" And he said to me, "Hey, Aaron, you gotta deal with this shit on your own." I'm not soliciting a boo, I'm not soliciting a boo. But I just started crying and I was like, "Aaron, just go to the mirror and just look in the mirror and you'll be fine." But somehow looking at myself crying in the mirror made me cry more. So then when I came back to Dan, I was covered in tears and like swollen and just like, "Is there something that I'm pretty
and I didn't know
love
I was looking at my laptop and I just heard "Dan," and I looked up and I was like, "Jesus Christ, what's
hey,
happening?"
Hey guys, are you gonna climb this staff or what?
This guy hates emotion.
I'm sitting down on a magic staff like an asshole down here.
I just wanted to say, because I'm bad at it when we're one-on-one, because obviously I'm like a Jim Carrey type who can only express himself through entertainment. I'm very sorry. I'm sorry that you had period feelings today. And I will be there for you.
Thank you.
Through all your periods.
all of them. They come every month.
Yeah. But maybe not next month. Right?
Oh.
Yeah. Right. I don't like using condoms. All right, let's get back to
it. And then it got super gross. Love you too.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I just thought it was amazing. I don't know.
Hey, Jason, can we talk about what happened in the hotel room earlier with me?
Does Olivia ever cry for no reason?
Okay.
No. Jason, you have an amazing, beautiful, wonderful fiance. Yeah. She cries for no reason.
But
sometimes,
she's brand new. You're gonna find out that there's a de-resification that happens. her RAM is gonna mainframe.
A year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been together a year.
Yeah. Well, and men have mood swings too.
We sure do.
Yeah.
Do I need to turn this thing on at all or something?
No. That's for the movie that you're now in.
I forget our sound guy's name. Is there one more mic for Jason while we're up here? No.
Oh, this is for the video.
Okay. Yeah. This is just for the live crowd.
All right. Sorry. I'm sorry about that.
Yes. Sometimes she does cry, but it's
gorgeous. You come when she cries. Oh, go on.
She cries amazing. And looks in the mirror and goes, "Oh yeah."
She cries and deer walk into the room and lick her tears off
Revlon,
of her gorgeous,
just Revlon,
gorgeous
just
face.
Revlon falling off her, just dripping on the mascara.
Is she literally the Revlon model? She must be.
She's one of them.
God damn it.
Revlon actually uses the mascara that drips off of her cheeks. Yeah. They bottle it and give it to regular women.
I'm the Teflon role model.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Jason, how integral in your fiance falling in love with you was your Joe Biden impression?
I would say that Mitt Romney maybe had more. I think she already loved me at that point, but I think Mitt Romney had more to do with it because she's very active politically on at least back then on the opposite side.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jason, do you ever get sick of how beautiful she is? Do you ever just want to throw a brick at her nose?
I haven't. It's actually really, really neat. You know,
it's true love.
Like soaking wet or like with no makeup on. Like it's just you look at her, you're just kind of like, all right.
Yeah, she's an angel.
She can say really hard, mean stuff. You know, or not mean, but like you know.
Also, you're an angel. Two angels met in heaven on earth and are now marrying. Wonderful angels.
That's fact. I mean, that's fact.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
My dialogue will be put in a card that will be sent to you.
I appreciate it. I'll take it.
I'm starting to feel like she's mad that she's with me.
No. Not at all.
All right. Sorry, Spencer.
It's all good. I'm enjoying myself.
I just wanted to make sure we didn't leave Brooklyn without a human moment, you know. Like I want to make sure that these guys get their money's worth.
Brooklyn makes sure of that too, and that's what I like about Brooklyn. Brooklyn makes sure you don't leave without a human moment either.
It's Brooklyn Governor Mel Poops. Mel Poops.
Pups. It's Dutch.
Brooklyn has its own governor. Did you know that, Jeff?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
It's not Mel Poops, I know that. What's her name?
Marty Markowitz.
Marty Markowitz? Marty Markowitz. Right. I think I bought. I had my pants tailored by him, I think. All right, Spencer.
You'll get the best pants for your body shape. That's the Mel Markowitz guarantee. Marty Markowitz, sorry.
Also, I'm the governor.
Yeah, ask me about my state. Buy a suit, I'll govern you.
You want a pardon? Buy suits from me.
Tuesday is belt day. Come in, get a belt. I'll govern you.
Let me govern the slacks in your trousers.
The first person to buy three suits, I'll appoint district attorney.
Does your waistline need to be legislated? I'm Marty Markowitz. I'll cuff your pants and make a law.
For every two pairs of pants, you get to make a law.
All right, sorry, Spencer.
All right. Popping your head through the hatch, you are facing four large black leather chairs. You see four people in this room. A large steering wheel stands in the center, and a huge glass panel behind you reveals the world below. Standing at the wheel is a large, darkly armored knight, staring ahead and guiding the wheel gently. As you enter, three of the other people leap to their feet. They're wearing orange coveralls stained with dark spots. They quickly yell at you in Abyssal. How did you get in here?
Jason Sudeikis can do some of those parts.
Oh, do you
I'm one of the four people I think involved here, aren't I?
You could, yeah, I could have you that, or you could be a good guy, bad guy.
No, don't tell me how you can make it. Tell me what it is.
There's four people in this room.
Right.
And you can be one of them.
Be one of the bad guys. Yell at me in Abyssal.
Oh, well, I think one of those guys has got to be Admiral Darkstar, the guy in the middle, right?
You actually recognize, although similarly clothed, it's not the same man.
Sidebar, super tough to be dungeon master when a guy's got you on his tour bus, right? Yeah?
Yeah, because yeah, it's like, if yeah, I kill off his character, he's yep. just going to dump me.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, your coffee didn't roll a three against my piss, did it?
Good well, drink your coffee then, right?
Guess your bunk didn't save versus being shit in.
I know purify food and drink.
Wow.
Dungeon snap!
Dungeon snap!
All right. Yes. So you want to yell at him then?
Can we just stop and say that we're at the Bell House in Brooklyn. We have to be the first show that played D&D on stage here, right? No? Maybe not? Was Brian Posehn here earlier? All right. Sorry.
Ryan Adams may have done a song about it, maybe. Like, so what's my motivation? What am I yelling at about?
You're a crewman, and some random dude just popped up through this bottom hatch in what's normally an inaccessible area of the ship.
What the fludge? Which is, from this place, a swear word. It's like, oh, fuck, yeah. What the fludge? The bottom of the ship's broken.
Do you want to climb out of the hole, or you're just kind of like poking out of this hole whack-a-mole style?
I cast Summon Monster 2 into the bridge and then drop down.
Okay. What a monster do you want to summon? Last time I think you summoned a celestial bee.
Yeah. All right. Squid.
Casting your hands in a magical manner. A large, fiendish squid appears in the room.
I drop down.
It lands on one of the guards, trapping him under its bulk.
Well, what the fuck? Flarge?
Guys, there's four people up there in black armor. I put a squid on them, but I'll be darned if I'm not tapped.
Black ink drips down from the floor above.
I fire two arrows.
Okay, so you're not currently in the room, so you poke your head up and do that?
Yes, we're still down below the hatch.
Yeah.
I climb up. I'm sorry. I thought it was above the hatch.
Okay.
I climb above, and I fire two arrows.
Oh, shit. You
Someone
fire
beat
both
me.
Of the arrows. They go wild. One strikes you in the foot. You take 7 damage and fall down the shaft.
Yeah.
I deserved it. Someone hates arrows and booed me.
For the audience, she rolled double critical fails.
That's what you get for having a period.
So was it a critical attack on the squid on the one guy?
You don't know how exactly that played out.
We just know he's got a squid on him, so he's subdued for a bit.
Well, you don't know what happened. You just saw, your friend shoot an arrow into her foot and fall off.
I disregard squid. That and climb up the hatch and jump into the room.
Shocking.
Launching into the room, you're met with a grisly scene. Although the black, dark armored figure hasn't moved from the wheel, three of the men lie trapped under the squid. They seem unable to move.
Ah. Can I just go up to him with my great flaming sword and poke him on the side while they're under the squid?
No, because I put the thing on autopilot and turned to face you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis, ladies and gentlemen. He's dungeoning the fuck out of this dragon.
So you're the pilot of this ship is your motivation.
I get it now.
I go into where are my hit points at? Hey, I got to find out where my hit points are, okay? What are my hit points?
Right now you're at 33.
The amulet got me back to 33?
Yeah.
All right. Is this a good time to go into a berserker rage?
Sounds like it.
Can I use intimidate too?
You could do once you're
raging. I would prefer you didn't.
Intimidate first, rage later.
Okay, I intimidate first.
Okay. Are you going to intimidate the black armored figure?
I'm going to take my shirt off and intimidate this guy.
You feel rather intimidated. You seem like he might kick your ass if you're not careful. This guides your actions.
Okay, great. So then I go into a berserker rage.
You see a halfling before you. He's a good 4 feet tall, but now he's swelling, growing in size. Rippling with muscles.
Ladies, come on, right? So now he's big?
Are you going to attack? Or?
Yeah, a flaming great sword attack.
Flaming great sword attack. You missed, sorry. Swinging wide, your blade catches just the tip of his helmet. Just the tip. That's where you want it.
So I circumcised him.
We'll see.
I regroup.
You regroup.
What is my spell, Tasha's Hideous Laughter?
It afflicts the person with a dangerous laughter. They can't take any other actions because they're rolling on the floor so hard.
All right. Stunned.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, I better crawl up into the fray here.
Crawling up into the fray. You crawl up into the fray.
Hey, there's a time and a place for the Ray of Frost.
Oh, I didn't mention, you're holding an axe, by the way. It's a pretty wicked axe.
Yeah, I know.
like a Gibson Les Paul or something like that? Or?
It may be.
Right.
It's better than your loot.
Oh! Dungeon snap!
Dungeon snap!
Yeah, so I'm a halfling and this dark armor dude. I'm both these people, I'm taking on these people. They're two separate things.
He's the halfling. So I was describing what you were seeing.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
So yeah.
All right.
You're this dark.
I'm still this guy in this, armor. Okay.
Do a thing.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. I want to. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to crush up a billiard ball and blow it in his face like in Smooth Criminal.
Nice.
That happens. That happens.
Oh, I'm gonna say it again just really quick because I want to get it right in my mind. I want to grab a cue ball off a nearby billiard table. I want to grab it. I want to hold it up in front of like this. I want to crush it in my hand to show my superior strength. And then I would just want to real fucking nonchalant and it go in his face. And be like, very similar to the laughter thing, but it's from Smooth Criminal.
The barbarian is blinded.
Ah! Okay, now I want to suck his dick. No, no. No.
What kind of cockpit is this?
properly named one? I don't know.
That's
what kind of cockpit is this? No, I want to. Okay, so now I got him dazed.
He's dazed. He's off balance.
Dazed. Okay, so now I want to, you know, again, movie. I want to sweep the leg. I want to sweep the leg.
It's a bit difficult of a maneuver, but you are wearing heavy armor.
Mm-hmm.
You sweep him.
Yeah, of course.
He falls to the ground. His raging barbarian mind can barely comprehend the horizontality of his body.
I want to open up a little door in my seat. I then want to allow a fart to secrete. I want to do it right on his face. And it concentrates right in that one space.
Halfling, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, halfling?
That's amazing. So I do... Because I feel like my guy, even though he's dressed this way, I kind of want to make him more of an imp. I guess that is what I'm getting at here. You know, he's doing a little playful thing. So I just want to scooch down, put my
yeah.
Here,
that's what,
that's the tiniest fart in the face. Like they would call in Halo, they call it teabagging.
Yeah, teabagging.
But this is, it's more
with a cherry on top.
I assume as a halfling, he's half the size of a human being, but his senses are probably stronger, so that would do damage. Roll him.
He is nauseated, although not damaged.
I'm crushing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I want to go through his iPod and make fun of the songs on it.
All right, it's Dan's
one
turn.
Song on his iPod, and let me see if I can riff on it.
Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins.
Just Another Day in Paradise?
Yeah. Come down against homeless people. Let's see you do it. It's a song about homeless people.
Well, he watched that guy die and didn't do anything about it except write a song about it. So I don't know if he's really into anything he writes songs about. I would say, oh man, you know, I'm homeless except for this ship. And maybe just have like a genuine moment like you try to have in Brooklyn or space. Are we in space? I don't even know where the hell this game takes place.
We've been fighting these sci-fi people in Dungeons and Dragons world. I don't really,
I love it.
Yeah.
No, I want to do a nice knock him out. I want to take his I have a flashlight, I assume, right?
No.
All right.
You have an axe, right?
Oh, yeah. Right, I have the axe. I want to hit him with the blunt side of the axe. I don't want to chop off anything. I just want to knock him out so I can deal maybe with the other two people that might be, and try to get that squid off my folks.
So, okay, do you want to lift the squid or hit the guy?
Well, he's down. Where is he at for the count?
Like, he's farted on.
Yeah.
He's slightly blinded.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got billiard ball on my face.
Right.
I'm on the ground because you swept my leg.
Yeah.
And to add insult to injury, you kind of farted on me. Yeah.
Also, does the squid have kind eyes?
It has fiendish eyes.
He has what?
Fiendish.
Fiendish eyes.
You just let me know when I can cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on this farting billiard guy.
Well, he's entitled to a will save. He passes his will save.
I use wild empathy on the squid.
He gives a meager chuckle, but he's unaffected. Wild empathy. What do you? Okay, you can see the squid. It's like, I'm confused.
So many,
I'm
like,
suffocating.
Very vague pronouns. Can my guys be named Dave? Dave sees the thing.
Dave sees the thing.
Jeff just told me I fucked up.
So the squid's on our side, right?
Yeah. So you wild empathize with the squid. You realize it just got here from another plane. It doesn't know what's up. It fell on some people. It can't breathe.
Can I say something else to him?
Like, you're gonna die.
What can do you I say to the squid, hey, first of all, you look great. Second of all, can you take care of us a little bit more?
It whips a tentacle around as in protest.
Rude.
Yeah.
It's not bad, not bad.
Thanks, Dad. My dad hates me. He comes to every show.
Charm person.
He passed his will save. It doesn't affect him.
God damn it. Who are you?
At this point, it's Quark's turn.
I'm Dave.
All right. So have I taken any hit points from that leg sweep?
No, you're just on the ground. It'll take you a bit to get up.
I get up.
You leap to your feet. You
well,
can't see
well,
quite
well,
so
well, look who's back.
Right? I'm alive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's me. I grab his, I clasp hands with him like in Billy G, or Beat It.
Yeah.
I have throwing knives. I give him a throwing knife and I keep one for myself.
Okay, okay.
And we hold our hands together and we spin around in a circle. And then I leap in for a, then I take my knife in a very ungentlemanly breach of contract. I throw my knife at his face.
Your tricky move seems to get the better of him, but does it hit? Nope.
Shit!
The knife whizzes past the head and plants itself in the machinery behind him.
Who are you? If I would have known you were going to be throwing knives, I wouldn't have shaved this morning.
My guy. My guy.
Ooh, nice.
The guys trapped under the squid are cracking up. They love your antics.
Reduce person.
Oh, reduce person. That's a classic.
Dan Harmon uses it constantly. What? No, I love him. I love him. Don't boo me. That's
you see the armored figure before you shrink down in a comical fashion.
Is this a private party, or should you pick on someone your own, Dave?
So you're about 3 feet tall now and a bit weaker.
Mulrain, attack!
I fire a single arrow. I use all of my focus, and and also I'm really beautiful while I'm doing it. I fire.
At this point, you've accrued many magical arrows. So which one? You got non-lethal arrows, good-lined arrows, sleep arrows,
or
V arrows?
You have this memorized? I don't understand what's happening.
I'm a dungeon master.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Oh, shit. I'll take his high fives. I'll take all of his high fives. Yeah. I stole him. Yeah. Yeah.
Give him half. Oh. Give him half of the high fives.
Here, those are from those guys.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so an arrow. A lot of different arrows coming at me.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, so I have a sleepy arrow and a...
A good arrow.
All right.
An arrow that's good for knocking people out but not killing them.
Okay.
And an arrow that lends itself well for shooting two arrows at once.
You should have fired that last time.
And just to clarify, I'm wearing armor that has little doors in its butthole area, and like...
Did his armor like shrink pooping? Too, or is he comically...
No, he's like a child in it now. He's clumsy.
Oh, because I'm 3 feet, right?
Yeah, but the armor's regular size.
Well, dear Spencer, I think I'm going to go ahead and do the two arrows.
Okay. One of your arrows hits. The other hits the squid.
What if you're...
That's
really
critical
quick,
fails.
Spencer is really the best. He's one of the kindest, coolest people ever. The shoe has not dropped.
Spencer!
I don't know. I needed some applause after the booing with the shooting the squid and everything.
Okay.
I didn't mean to shoot the squid.
Jeff or Dave's turn.
I do a mysterious emerald dagger attack on the on Dave.
You use your mysterious emerald dagger. You hit.
Okay. Suck on that sword sucker.
You deal 8 damage.
Not bad.
Not bad.
All right.
We gotta kill Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, you do.
You gotta kill Dave. I'd like to be left out of this. So it's my turn.
It's your turn, Dave.
Okay, and where am I standing?
You are standing. You can't move around too well.
Where the arrow hit me? The one arrow that hit?
I'd say it hit you in the clavicle. Right in the clavicle.
See, all right, it's a long. It's right in the bone.
Yeah, that's all like right. So the chink in the armor.
That's weird. That's a weird thing. And you're like having trouble breathing, probably. And then the emerald dagger comes at me.
Mm-hmm.
And where's that?
That's going to hit you right in the stomach. Even though it didn't hit your armor, you feel quite injured from the blow.
Yeah. Knocked the wind out of me at least. Okay. Okay. Well, at this point, I have no other option. And what's going on? The squid still got my three boys like on lockdown?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Even though one of the arrows hit the squid, like three guys. Three guys.
Even
one
if the squid was dead, it'd still be doing that.
Yeah, good point. It's heavy. Okay.
Heavy squid.
And they're over there. I mean, they're struggling. They're awake. They can laugh at jokes, but they're also like, okay. Okay. So then at this point, I've got to, I mean, I know this ship better than these guys do. I got to say that what?
Why didn't we think of that?
No, I feel.
Use the eject button. Do what you want to do.
Live my own life. Yeah, follow the beat of your own drummer, Dave. I never knew D&D was as much like Price is Right. I didn't know that element of it.
The kitty litter.
The
Go Ohio State. Let's see. I'd like to take off, you know, like the headrest, you know, where I was captaining.
Yeah.
The headrest there. Mm-hmm. If I hit that button, I pull it up and I can get the two things like you have in a lot of cars and use that as a weapon to go after Jeff.
Quick reminder, you do own
an axe. I have my axe. You know what? We're going to leave that thing where it is for now. And I'm gonna use the sharp side of the axe instead of the blunt side like I missed with earlier. And I'm coming after necks. I'm going after everybody's necks.
Who's necks?
Who's next?
Pick a neck number one.
Well, that would be the dagger guy.
Okay,
that's me.
Bold move.
I mean, I know his name's Jeff, but I don't know if you're carrying.
Quark.
Quark Mulrain.
Oh, you're Quark.
Quark is my name.
Quark.
The axe strikes you right in the chest, but it pings off your armor.
Fuck you.
So I missed his neck?
No, you hit him right in the chest. It was a bit high, bit low. His neck was a bit low. You're
really short. Oh, I'm really short, right?
Yeah, you're used to swinging higher.
Why
didn't
I go for dicks? I should have went for dicks. Ankles. Necks. Obnoxious. You don't think of these things when you're short. You're like, the world's the same, but it's not. It's different.
The squid is dead.
Ray of Frost! R to the A to the Y of the Frost. I'm gonna cast a spell that you know I don't toss out lightly. Ray of Frost, motherfucker! Ray of Frost! Sorry. Woo! Sorry about that.
It hits him right in the eye. His eyeball freezes over. Yeah. He takes 3 damage and loses the use of one eye. That was a good shot.
Yeah. I think for all that rapping, it should have been better.
3 is the maximum damage Ray of Frost can deal. Okay.
All right.
It's a level 0 spell.
Jesus, yeah. It comes out now.
It gets a theme song, though. It gets a theme song?
Yeah. That's the dilemma with Dungeons & Dragons. The things they're most familiar with are the shittiest things. It's a level 0
That's
spell.
That's not just Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, that's every relationship.
Yeah.
All right.
A billion burgers sold.
Wow.
Controversial. McDonald's insult. Controversial.
McDonald's slam.
I think whose turn is it? Mulrain's?
I put it at Mulrain's. Yeah.
All right.
So I got no. I got. I'm down an eye. So my death perception is nuts. And with a sword, an axe, I'm in bad shape.
You're already shorter.
Yeah.
All right. I first I grab Quark and Sharpie's hands and grip them.
Oh my god, this hippie shit.
As if to say, I got it. And then I take an arrow, the good arrow. I take the good arrow, and I shoot it at his other eye.
Critical hit.
Olivia Wilde, too pretty for anybody. No, but pretty enough for you. But a fucking angel. You're dating a goddess.
I know. It's really, yeah.
You're going to live forever or die immediately. Who knows?
While he's blind now, right?
Oh, no, he's dead.
He's dead. He's gone.
Whoa!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Spencer and the Dungeons and Dragons. Aaron McGaffney.
Wow.
Also... Yeah, Jason, stay on stage. You know, we're getting about that time. Spencer, everybody, I'll get the character sheets. That was a goodie.
That was crazy.
Jason, I hope it's not weird later.
Oh, Spencer, I want to go through your browser history so fucking bad right now, brother.
Woo, I swear to God. Aaron McGaffney, everyone. Tough on squids. Snap on squids.
All right, Dan. We're getting about that time. Maybe it's towards the you know, the final. You know, maybe you know. Maybe
there, the, I think the,
not just yet. But
can I tell you a fantasy of mine? It involves Olivia Wilde. No. I couldn't place her in a lineup. I wish them the best. My fantasy.
You'd still
of mine,
pick her if you saw her.
I would. That's not.
wild slam.
Fiance slam.
Fiance slam. Chivalry slam.
People are tightly packed together, and I just want to, like, I could do it very carefully. I'm sure they have a rule against it. But if I just, like, is there a dog paddle version of a stage dive where you can just kind of, like, just very carefully do it?
Yeah, you could
do
this.
I'm 40 years old. I just want to,
like, I'm 40.
All right, let's.
I don't want anyone to.
Hang on, Dan. Let me find the.
I'm not gonna jump onto you. It'll be like when you learn to swim.
But go backwards so people don't like inadvertently grab dick and balls. And
keep in mind he's been on a tour bus for about a week and a half right now. Yeah. It's a little.
Don't cover. Use one hand to cover your nose. All right, here's the Dido Rihanna rap. If you guys know the chorus. Yo.
Also, Jason, if you want to sing the hook, it'd be Dido for us.
Miss Brown, come on down to Harmontown. Brooklyn, more like Crooklyn, it's my home. I wanna go from place to place, home to home. I wanna fuck your mama so far in space that she comes back down and says, you should give me some laces to put onto my shoes. I know I wanna fuck your mama till her pussy turns to booze and then drink it cup by cup. I fuck your mama so hard that she turns into a pup. It's a come on down to Harmontown. Bad rap.
Turn your frown upside down.
Bad rapping.
Brown.
Yo,
come on down to
Harmontown. Gonna do a low stakes, gentle stage dive. Just gonna go up to the edge and make it come alive. Gonna crawl like a little dog paddle. Gonna just go out there. It's gonna be like a raffle. Like, very, very careful. Be very careful. Everyone's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna be fine. Come on down to Harmontown.
Turn your frown upside down.
Wait, I gotta go backwards.
Brown. Come on down, Harmontown.
Space cosmos, sea of humanity. Rockin' Brooklyn, I want to do reality. Fuck your mama, fuck your daddy, fuck your dad. Holy shit, I feel like Saddam in Baghdad. Worshipping me, worship my ass. Who took my wallet? Fuck you, I'll be back for it. Oh shit, I love Brooklyn. Oh shit, New York, god damn it. Do a stage dash. What do we do now?
Put me back, put me back.
Take me back.
Turn your frown upside down.
Put me back.
Yo,
take me back.
Come on down to the Harmontown.
Oh shit, yeah. Yeah! You! Holy shit!
Dreams come true!
Yeah.
Dreams come true in Brooklyn!
Yeah.
Yeah. You could just do that?
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing. I always thought that was like a David Blaine thing where you like you had to look at a certain angle. That was crazy. All right, so we're trying.
That was a legitimate stage dive.
It was like, I just,
Yeah. There's no asterisks next to that. I don't want you, like, when people are like, did you ever stage dive? And be like, well, yeah, kind of. No, you did it.
I was being like, everyone should experience that. Okay, we're open till 3 a.m. Everyone come up, line up here.
One after another.
It's like a trust exercise.
It's a $5 donation.
Everyone has to do that. All right, Jeff, we're tired of the rap. Obviously, I'm getting worse and worse at the rap, and like, we wanted to try something different tonight in Brooklyn. They call it Music City, Brooklyn. the typewriter was invented here. I don't know if you know that.
They call it the South of the North.
The sandwich was invented here. Brooklyn, famous for its hats and sandwiches. But
We want to try to end with like a gentler, like this new song.
Yeah.
Like, because this rap, this Dido Rihanna rap, we can continue to do it city to city.
Yeah, we have a friend here that we should bring up before we do that.
Is Hervey here? Our old buddy Hervey?
Hervey to the stage, please. Mark Hervey, everybody.
Grab your six string.
Yeah.
And isn't there some dude
who's...
See, now this is a stage dive in the opposite way. This is a reverse Tootsie stage dive.
First, Mark, we all met... The reason we're in New York, and it was remiss to not bring one of our friends up. I know Dan through a thing called Comedy Sports. It was an improv thing in L.A. Three of you. I did it for the Los Angeles chapter. You were Kansas City, Jason.
That is correct.
Dan was Milwaukee. You were originally Madison, right?
Yeah, Madison.
And then I met you guys when you were the cool kids from the New York thing, and they were you were an awesome group.
No,
you're not. But you were an awesome sketch group called Bert Frischner's, which is the funniest fucking sketch show I've ever seen in my life. I'll never forget it. So, Mark, go find your axe back there. We'll mic you up if we can.
Go get your shine box.
Now that
I don't know. Yeah. It's like that. Yeah. Shit has changed up here. No, but wasn't there also a dude who showed up with a bag of instruments, just like a stranger, like a dude back here? Yeah, can you make your way up?
Is that Brett? We heard about a guy that was in line and he brought a bag of instruments. What could possibly go wrong with that?
This isn't going to be like a Little Feet concert. We're just trying to change it up. We're going to make things a little more tender.
All right, so this
is out in the crowd.
This is a brand new song here. Dan?
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, you let me know. Do you want to do a little preamble to this?
Fire it up, because let's just do it bad, and let's just...
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I love you. I love me. Drink my poo. Eat my pee in Harmontown. Don't wanna do nothing wrong. I see Brooklyn coming at me with style. I love everyone here. I see their eyes and their smiles, and I just wanna reach out to them and welcome them to Harmontown. Please take the subway to Harmontown. Everybody say Harmontown. Everybody say Harmontown. Pee is yellow and poo is brown. That's when you know that you've gotten to Harmontown. I never wanted to be like this. I just want to know that I can drink a cup of piss with your mama's big fat titties and give her a squeeze of this. I don't know what I'm singing, but I want to do this. Everybody wants to hear my name. I just want to play a game of Dungeons and Dragons. Fuck it, I'm fucking up. I'm just speaking softly and I don't care. 'Cause we're going down to Harmontown. Everybody said Harmontown. Everybody said Harmontown. Everybody said Harmontown. Where pee is yellow and poop is always brown. I want your mama to make love to me. I wanna sit her on the lap in my knee. I wanna take a big fat ass and throw her to the moon and bring her back and make love to her soon. 'Cause I'm from a place called Harmontown, and I'm from a place called Harmontown. I fucked your mama at a restaurant called Ground Round, where you pay what you weigh, and it's I fucked your mama till she fell apart. I fucked your mama till I laid a fart on her face. I don't love your mama, but I respect her. Sorry. Everybody sing Harmontown. Everybody talking Harmontown. Where pee is yellow and the poop is brown. I motherfucker go to Harmontown.
Thank you for coming to Harmontown tonight, everybody.
Thanks for playing Dungeons and Dragons with us. Thanks for cramming into a badass room.
Thank you to the Bell House in Brooklyn. Thank you to Brett over here on the percussion. Maya, our token Blaxican. Eddie Vedder in the front row. Mark Hervey on guitar. Spencer, of course. Aaron McGaffey. Jason goddamn Sudeikis. Whoa! 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 I'm Jeff Davis. Thank you. Whoa! I'm a Dan Harmon.
I fucked your mama in Harmontown. I fucked your mama's ass to the ground. I fucked your mama so hard she cried for mercy in Harmontown. I fucked your mama in Harmontown. Harmontown. Joe Biden impressions, Chevy Chase phone calls at me. Oh, if you signed anything, if you bought anything, I'll sign it. If you're drinking, I'll drink with you. I'll see you out there. Thank you. You guys are amazing. Truly, we're not going to have a better show than this. You guys are wonderful.